Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about healing through education, one man's mission in his community. It was a normal day a few days ago when I received an email from Meetup stating that three other people plus myself were going to be going to this particular alternative health symposium. I really don't know the area that well because, well, I'm still relatively new to this area of California. However, with a GPS, one can find their way practically anywhere. So happened this event was taking place in a building that was among a mall. It was in an office building on an upper floor where, thank God, after asking many different people where this place was located, a security guard was able to tell me that there was something happening on the second floor in that building straight ahead. I asked, could I park near there? He said, no, better to park over here where the mall people park. So that's where I parked my car and I walked over. I went up the stairs and the meeting was already in session because I was running late because I couldn't find the place. Apparently, they were not allowed to advertise anywhere along the mall property. So unless you really understood this place, it was kind of difficult to find. However, with persistence, as in most things in life, anything can be accomplished. I took a seat in the front after going to the table up front where they had lots of food. They had kale salad with nuts and seeds, and they had regular salad, and they had all kinds of fruits cut up, and they had two things of water. One had cucumbers and lemons, and the other one had lemons full of ice. And that was all there was for people to eat. Healthy food. I can't tell you how many times I've been to places where they were speaking about health and wellness, and even when I was getting the brain tumor taken care of way back in 2010 at Mass General Hospital, there was more junk that was available for one's taking than anything else. At Mass General Hospital, they did have saltine crackers, but they also had M&Ms and Tootsie Roll Pops and sodas and juices and lots of what I would consider just junk crap food for people to eat while they were waiting to get their treatments. In this case, it was all what one would consider living food. And that was part of the point from the person who put this on. An amazing man, really, because the other thing that one needs to take note of is that I was one of four white people in a room of African Americans. I would say close to 50 people were there in total, including the people who are there sponsoring the event and those helping the gentleman who put on the event. This is the thing that made me feel so wonderful about being there. It was all about how African Americans need to stop blaming the world for their problems. It was all about how better choices needed to be made. Understanding, of course, that African American women have a lot on their plates. Taking care of their families, this is a very important part of their lives, especially if it's a single parent family, working out of the home, and dealing with older parents if they're in the sandwich generation. I would have to say that most, if not all other races, have similar problems going on these days with single family households, sandwich generation, and running around like lunatics trying to get things done. But the point that this gentleman was making, an African American himself, was that they needed to educate themselves about what they were doing with their health and with their lives. Because the bottom line is, that we can't have any wealth if we do not take care of our health. That's the tagline of the business known as Harmony Health, which was the company that the man who put on this event owns. Harmony Health is all about supplementation, doing it right for their patients. This is a single African American father who owns this company. He has three children, all their teen years at this time, the oldest one attending college. The point that he was making, and this is a point that we all need to hear, because as I said, all of us are running around like lunatics, except I'm not exactly sure why or how we got this way. The first thing that he wanted his people to know was that they needed to live a life of passion, doing something they cared about deeply and completely with their life's energy, to let their thoughts, which run their bodies, be guided by what was important to them first and foremost. He was speaking hypnospeak, which I joked with him about afterwards when I talked to him and told him I was a hypnotist. And to tell you the truth, he got it. He so understands what he's doing with his own folks. I wish we white folks would get it together instead of pushing all the drugs down our throats. Next, he wanted to let them know that the easy to pick up fast foods are killing them day by day. In fact, these aren't really foods. We don't even know what's in these foods. And this is a big problem. If you look at the population, so many more people are getting diabetes. Kids are getting fatter and fatter, as are adults. The high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and cancer rates are all going through the roofs. And the whole point to this meeting was to teach their own people about eating whole foods. But not just whole foods, living foods. And that's why there wasn't any processed anything on that table that the gentleman who put on this affair had put in front of his participants and his audience. You see, we all have lots of excuses for why it is that we can't eat appropriately. One gentleman at the end asked a really curious question about organic versus inorganic foods and if it makes any difference. And this particular gentleman said, no, it makes no difference whatsoever. Because even the organic stores use that gas that they're spraying on your vegetables in the refrigerated section to keep them nice and shiny and fresh looking. You need to go home and use a little dish soap and warm water and rinse them off. And then he said you need to shock them with cold water. And then you'll have vegetables are worthy of eating. He also said that Whole Food stores have GMO food just like any other food. Until they're labeled GMO, we won't really know what is in our food. He mentioned about cancer as well and the megahertz of electricity that goes through us in our bodies, because we are electrical beings. Our nervous system is electrical. And he said that normal people run between 72 and 79 megahertz. That would be normal, healthy people. Whereas people who get cancer are operating at 42 megahertz. He said the difference between these two electrical measurements has to do with the type of food you're eating, and mentioned that if you want to have a higher megahertz, you best eat whole live foods. What is a live food? It's something that comes out of the ground. Nothing that's killed. Now, I can appreciate that eating live foods is a very important part of life. And I eat a lot of them. However, I found years ago when I went on that microbiotic diet to help with the brain tumor that without heme iron from red meat, I get not enough energy. Because the heme iron, as I was taught in nursing school many moons ago, back to the late 90s, is what attaches to the oxygen in our red blood cells that gives us energy. So when we don't have enough red meat, and I'm talking 3 ounces, maybe 3 times a week, size of your palm, is all it takes Think about the way the Chinese and the Japanese eat their meat, stirred up with a lot of vegetables. That's the way we should be eating it. Just a tiny little amount. Do we need to keep us nice and healthy? It's why we have incisor teeth, and it's why we have molars in the back to be able to eat the meat. But the problem with our meat sources today is that they put all kinds of antibiotics into the GMO corn feed to feed the animals to make them grow fatter, and that doesn't even include the estrogen, which is probably why a lot of our young girls are budding breasts before they're even teens these days. We're really, really doing horrible things to our food. So the advice of this gentleman was simply this. Grow your own food. That way you know where it came from and that it hasn't been dealt with badly. And another gentleman that he had talk went in the school system. He was a principal years ago. And he went to the Carson school system in the town, which this mall was that I attending this alternative health fair. And they gave him some macadam on the school property that he took apart, all the asphalt, well, a lot of the asphalt, and created, I don't remember how many beds to plant all kinds of vegetables and fruits so that the kids there would understand where their food actually comes from, because these kids do not understand that carrots grow under the ground. They just know what they look like in the store. They don't understand about any of those root vegetables. So this is a very important part of their education, to learn where the food actually comes from, what it looks like as it's growing. He said that most fruits and vegetables grow in a matter of, I think he said like 66 days or 56 days, something like that. A couple of months from seed to fully ripened. And anyone can do it, especially here in California. And he said it didn't take that much water either. 2 liters of water a week, I think is what he said. So this was all very, very important information. But the thing that really stuck with me more than anything else was that the people who attended this meeting, the African Americans, they were really interested in doing something different with their health. We had a couple of testimonials. One was a woman who had stage 1 cancer, who reversed it. And another one was a gentleman who had AIDS abated using the supplements that this gentleman who put on this event was selling through Harmony Herb Company, his company. Which brings me to the next important bit of information I'd like to share with you. We have so many drugs pushed at us for things that nutrition is meant to help us heal. One need not have diabetes. Eat whole foods. Eat foods from the garden. Know where it's coming from. Stay away from sugar and sweets and simple carbohydrates like potatoes and, well, white potatoes and white rice. And by all means, stay away from that GMO wheat and corn and soy, breads and pasta that all break down into glucose, which is the sugar in your muscles that's put there to be burnt. But if you have too much of it, it piles on as fat and your body can't deal with it. And that's how you get diabetes, hypoglycemia, insulin intolerance. It's all a matter of the sugars. One needs to stop eating those fancy desserts and those Starbucks coffees that are more sugar than anything else, especially when you add in the whipped cream and the caramel sauce and all the other crap they put in there. Or how about those of you who love to drink margaritas? If you actually knew how many calories was in one of those drinks, you'd stop drinking them. Especially if you realize that most of it's sugar anyway, because alcohol is made from sugar. If you're a diabetic, you need to stop alcohol ingestion, pure and simple. Not only will your diabetes do a lot better with your blood sugar readings, you'll lose weight, feel a hell of a lot better, and your mind won't be as fuzzy either, because alcohol does impair the brain functioning. It goes right through that blood-brain barrier, right to your brain. So drink slower, be mindful of what you're doing if you must have it, and be reasonable and drink when you're eating at the same time. Healthy food, not junk food. And how about all the salts and preservatives that go into the foods? So you can buy a package on a store shelf Mix it in with something else, and then you got a made meal. Quick and easy. Only problem is you have no idea how to pronounce those chemicals. Never mind, do you have any idea what the hell they're doing to your body? Stop the packaged foods. Just stop them. Eat whole foods. Stick by whole foods. Be mindful of your eating. Spend time with your family while you're eating. None of us spend any time with our families anymore. Now you have people in restaurants texting one another at the same table. It's ridiculous. Put away the damn cell phones. Put away your little technologies. Look people eye to eye, soul to soul, and communicate. Show some loving care for a change. Show some empathy and compassion. Be present for one another. And you know what? Your health's going to get amazingly better just from doing that alone. Because we all need love. We need to give it. We need to receive it. And the best way to do that is eye to eye, soul to soul, in person. I could go on and on about all these things, but you get the point. Be mindful of the people you're being with. That was another thing he talked a lot about. If you're around a bunch of negative people and all they do is drag you down, haul your ass out of there and go find yourself some happy, productive people. Man, here in my area, there's like 5 organizations. Nonprofits are doing wonderful things for the homeless people, the hungry people, the drug-addicted people, the AIDS people, all those people. They're doing amazing work. Yet, we have other people who spend more time and money getting prescriptions, eating shit food, and doing very self-destructive things. Why don't you get yourself aligned with someone who's doing something of some help for other people who don't know how to get it together? Why don't you do that for a change? Because I'll tell you this. When you hang out with people who actually give a damn about the people in their world and the people in their community, I am certain your megahertz of electricity are going to zoom much higher, which is going to make you much healthier, which will help you abate cancer. And I don't know about you, but I sure as hell don't want cancer, and thank God that brain tumor I had was not cancerous. Thank God it was just a meningioma. Benign. But just the same, as one person said to me, when you put brain and tumor together, it doesn't sound so good. No, it wasn't so good. But it's gone. Thanks to some visualization over a period of months to help make that go away. Helps to be a hypnotist and apply to myself that which I know is a little late on the uptake, I do admit. But once I got it, the thing disappeared itself. So the mind is very, very mighty. God gave you a mind if you're one of those religious people and you believe in God. If you're an agnostic and you believe in the universe gave you a mind. Use it. Make better choices. Hang around healthy people, doing productive, helpful things in the world. If you're in a situation or relationship that's unhealthy, get your ass out of it. If you need help, find it. Because you know what? As these gentlemen had said, the one who was the principal and the man who is the owner of Harmony Herbs said, you're going to be healthy and wealthy based on the decisions you make moment to moment. That's right, the decisions that you make moment to moment is going to make you healthy and wealthy. And by wealthy, I don't mean just the money in your pocket. I mean wealthy in terms of your relationships and doing things that truly matter to you and make you feel alive and energized. Because if you're not feeling alive and energized, that means there's something that you need to address. And I would suggest firmly that you address it immediately. If you're in a job that you detest, working with bosses that you can't stand, being told that you're going to be laid off every other month, that it's too much stress for anyone to undergo, and I know several of you are in that situation because I work with enough people to know that that's the fact out there in corporate America. My suggestion to you, start your own business and go from there. You'll get a lot of tax write-offs, and you'll find that even though it's a bit challenging, at least you aren't giving the government taxes you don't need to or want to give it, and your money's going to the things that you actually care about. It makes a big, huge difference in terms of how you feel authentic, in terms of how you're living your life. And transparency is another thing, too. I'm going to talk about transparency because these two gentlemen were so transparent about who they were, where they came from. Actually, the woman who had overcome her cancer and the gentleman with AIDS, they were also so transparent in their stories. And this is what truly allows one to be able to engage with another, transparency. Stop pretending to be who you're not. Be who you are, be proud of who you are, and if you're not proud of who you are, make the changes you need to make in order to be proud with yourself. Because I do believe that if we feel good about ourselves and what we're doing in this world, we're already healthy and wealthier than most of the people walking here in America, at least from what I can tell. There are more people who are abusing cocaine today than you could ever imagine. And I was listening to something earlier, and it was an outrageous stat. I can't remember it off the top of my head because I don't do numbers too well, so anyone who knows me personally knows. However, the point is, if we stop destroying ourselves and begin coming together and healing our communities, we'd be healthier and wealthier for it, and that would bring joyfulness and peace and calm to our lives, and that's all we want. And if we're peaceful and calm and joyful in our lives, that allows the people around us to be peaceful, joyful, and happy in their lives. And so the ripple effect occurs. I was so proud to be in that room with all those African-American people, learning what they so badly needed to learn that the doctors never really took the time to explain to them in such a manner as they would understand and be able to do what they need to do to take care of themselves. Because the first thing out of a doctor's hand is a prescription for some medication that will cause more ill than health. Go do the research on it. It's disgusting. If you eat appropriate foods, this is what every being on this planet needs, is the appropriate food. Even our plants need to have nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and sunshine in order to get what they need. In return, they give us the oxygen that we need to breathe. We best remember that before we cut it down all our trees. Water. He talked a lot about water. Half your weight in water ounces should be drunk every single day. 70% of your brain is water. 90% of your body is made of water. He also spoke about alkalinity and acidity. Many people get sick because they're eating acidic foods instead of alkaline foods. Now, I'm not a person who really understands a lot about alkalinity and acidity in foods, so I'll give you that. But you can look it up online and go from there. I'm sure there's plenty of people sell herbs and things that can help you with that. So, I'm going to help this man out with my podcast and tell you that I believe in his stuff. I believe in his education, nutrition. I believe in what he's saying. Because he's an educated man. He educated himself, which is what we all need to do. And now he's educating his own community into how to have better health through healthy eating, because that's where it begins. And if you want to learn how to have better health through supplemental nutrition, I recommend that you go to www.harmonyherbcompany.com. On there, there's plenty of information to let you know what the various things do to help people heal. Anyone who can heal a man with AIDS with herbs and a bit of loving care. And by the way, it was done for barter. The guy with the AIDS did a website, and he got his healing done. So there you go. Even if you don't have money, people can manage to help you out if you have something of value to share with them. Same way I got my books done. Oh, for a year anyway. Trading off hypnosis with my brilliant, loving, wonderful ex-bookkeeper, Midgie Franz. Yes, Midgie Franz is beloved by my ex-accountant back there in Massachusetts for her hard labors. Yeah, it was just a little barter. So if you don't have the money to get a service you need, maybe you can barter something. I don't know. It's always worth asking, because if you don't ask, you'll never know. And by the way, it was Midgie's idea to do the barter, not mine. But man, it worked out for both of us. She's now an acupuncturist, and I have a much better understanding of the books, that's for sure. And how to do, well, I can't really say I know how to do accounting, but I understand why it matters. Anyway, this podcast has gone on way too long, so I'm going to conclude it here. Get back to basics. Get educated. Find the information. You can Google anything you need to find and go to people who actually know what the hell they're talking about. You know they know the hell they're talking about because they're healthy and able to have those things in their lives that you want to have for yourself. If there's anyone who doesn't look healthy or can't prove to you that they've achieved what they're trying to sell you, run the other direction. That's all I can say. Go out there and go get yourselves healthier, wealthier lives right now.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life. with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.